Here we come back to Gemara Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, talking about the most colorful of plants. If you frequent gardening websites, you'll discover that caper bushes are unusually beautiful. They have fantastically gorgeous purple flowers, and the purple flower actually has a lot to do with the edible parts, which we'll get to more later on. But the tzlaf, here the Gemara is talking about the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, about the brachos on the various parts of the tzlaf, the four different edible parts of the tzlaf, the avyonos, the kafrisin, the tamaros, and the olim. The Gemara had a discussion about how many parts of those four edible parts, how many of them are bar priates, which also related to the question of how many does Orla apply? And Rava discussed specifically, Orla Schutzlar, you can take great liberties, and you can assume that only the top level part, only the avionos are bound by Orla. And so when Rav, who lived his adult life in Bavel, after he got smicha from Yehuda Hanasi, he moved to Bavel to be a Marbet Star and Mashpia in Bavel, first generation Amora. So when he had a caper bush growing out of the side of his house or in the backyard, wherever it was, so if it was an Arla bush, if it was in the first 3 years of the life of the bush, so he would throw away the Evyonos on the assumption that the Evyonos were bound, are pre of this eight and therefore bound by Arla, but he would willingly not only eat the Olim and the Tamaros, but even the Kafris. So he would, and the Gemara went on to say, that was based on Kol Mekel Baretz, Halacha Kemoso B'chutzlaretz, because in a third context, in the context of Maser, Rabbi Akiva says that Maser on Slav only applies to the Evyonos. So Gemara says, so apparently Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that only the Evyonos are Peros, and only the Peros are bound by Maser. So, we might not pass like Rabbi Akiva generally, but in the context of a Chutzlaretz, so that's why it comes to Arla's Chutzlaretz. Rav is in Bavel. So it was Mekel like Rebbe Akiva. Only the Avyonos are the pre. Only the Avyonos are the pre. But normally, in terms of Arla's Eretz Yisrael, or Meiser in Eretz Yisrael, or Brachos, we would normally not follow the position of Rebbe Akiva. We would assume instead that two out of the four parts are considered to be peros, both the avionos and the kafrisin. So let's pick up in the middle of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, so why didn't he say the name of the last word in the line, like six, seven lines into the sugya, the name of Lachri Rebbe Akiva? If he's following Rebbe Akiva, so he should just say Lachri Rebbe Akiva, especially since Rav was very, very sparing with his words. Why do you have to give this whole long memra? Tzlaf shel Orla b'chutz la'aretz zorka zevyonos v'ochas ha'kafrisin. Just say, pass nukh b'kiva. Ayin sham. It's a Mishnah Maestros, Perek Dal Mishnah Vav. So why don't you say alach b'kiva? Everybody says, no. Yom alach b'kiva. If you said alach b'kiva, I would think, av amin afil ba'aretz. I would think he actually passes alach b'kiva m'ikra din. That is the ikra din. Sai in terms of Arlas Chutzlar. Sai in terms of Arlas Eretz Yisrael. Sai in terms of Meister in Eretz Yisrael. Sai in terms of Brachas. I would think Rebbe Akiva holds. You only make a Bari Pireitz and the Avyonos, but the Kafrisin, the level two edible part, is already a Hadama. Kamash Malan, that's why Rav instead gave me the longer, more explicit version. They are in Tzlaf of Chutzlar, when it's Arla, to tell me, it's not that really Pasnak Rebbe Akiva, it's merely an application of Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz, Halacha Kamoso B'Chutzlaretz. In Chutzlaretz, you can follow the opinion, any Mekel opinion, even though we don't normally follow him, but if it's a legitimate opinion but not acceptable Halacha, it's viable for Chutzlaretz. Ava Ba'aretz lo, but Arlitz Eretz Yisrael, we would not. So Gemara says, nu, the name Halacha Rebbe Akiva B'Chutzlaretz, could have just said that. Halacha b'kiva b'chutz la'aretz. Why do you have to give the whole specific case with Orla? Again, we explored last week. This halacha b'chutz la'aretz is an application of the general yisod that Orla's chutz la'aretz, regardless of whether Orla's chutz la'aretz is Doraisa mitam alachem Rishon Sinai or Drabanan, that was right in Machlokas and Kiddush Lam Chesna Beis. But either way, even if it's Doraisa, or certainly if it's Drabanan, built in to this din of Arlas Chutzlaretz is that it's the Iser depends on Yediyah. If I don't know that Arlas Chutzlaretz Ein Yodua is fundamentally Mutter. Not just practically, I didn't know that it's Aser, it is fundamentally Mutter. That's what the Gemara there said. Mutter is supposed to be a dime. I can give you. I know it's Arlas Chutzlaretz, you don't. I can give it to you, the Gemara said. How is that possible? You don't know, but I know in Finu and Isser. Isn't it? Aren't I in violation of Lifnei? The answer is no. Arlas Chutzlaretz she'en yodua is mutter. Part of the definition of Arlas Chutzlaretz is Arlas Chutzlaretz ha'yodua is awesome. Ah, so that's why whether your lack of idea is fact is in terms of fact. I don't know that this is from an arla plant, or it's a halachic lack of idea. I don't know what the din is. There is a suffix. Maybe we should pass on the Rebbe Akiva. So he said, if in a suffix koldu, in a little suffix, the rov is that's aser in terms of fact. Or in halacha, we know we the ha'ar hachras we paskin against Rabbi Akiva. But still, as long as it's a little bit of a suffix, it's not absolutely yodua bevadai. That is mutter in the world of arlas chutzlar. So the Gemara says no. So why did Rabbi Akiva just say that? Why rav rather? Yeah, Mora Rav, why do you have to say a whole Slav Shal Arla Bechutza La'aret Zorek Es Avyonos Va'ochel Es HaKafrisin? That was 11 words, I think. So why do you have to give 11 words? Just say Halacha Kibakiva Bechutza La'aret. Mora says no. That also could have been misunderstood and misconstrued. Yamar Hachi, if I just would have said Chutz La'aret, I wouldn't have specified Arla. I would think it's dafka in the context of meiser of trees. Even Eretz Yisrael is drabanon. But by arla, the be'aretz midaraisa, ein b'chutzlaretz nami nigzar. If you would have told me, that context, I would have said, yeah, you know which type of din in chutzlars would make on? Meiser in chutzlars. Because meiser in chutzlars is more easily makel than arlan chutzlars. Why? Because arlan Eretz Yisrael is daraisa. Arlan chutzlars is only what, even if it's drabanan, certainly if it's halacha moshu sinai, it's only one step removed from the daraisa. So I would think arlan chutzlars you got to take pretty seriously. You can take more liberties with meiser in chutzlars. Why? Because Meiser and Eretz Yisrael is Drabanan. Meiser on trees, the Gemara says. Meiser Elan is Drabanan and Eretz Yisrael. So in Chutz Laretz, two steps removed from the Daraisa. So that's why a Havamina. If Rav would not have been explicit, they talk about Arla. You can make on Arla of Tzlaf in Chutz Laretz. I would have thought, who's Mekel on Arla? Arla is pretty serious. After all, Arla is Eretz Yisrael is Daraisa. I would have thought he's only Mekel on Meiser. In Chutzlaretz, because after all, Maisa is Rabbanon, even in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. Let's dig a little further, and I would love to take questions. So that's the Kamashma. That's the end of the first chunk of this Gemara. Last week, Ray saw both the Rav discussion and then the Ravina discussion. Let's hold off for now, because that line is intriguing. The Gemara made, ultimately, let's just be clear, ultimately, Limaskana. Halacha kala mekel ba'aret halacha v'chutzlaretz means arla. And that's what we discussed last week. That's baked into the special, unique din of arla's chutzlaretz, whether it's halacha moshu sinai drabanan, special arla's chutzlaretz is it's tali yediyah. Okay. But the Gemara had a havamina, an important havamina, and this is a line, although it's part of a havamina, it's a line that stands l'maskana and is actually quoted by the poskim. The Gemara made a comment. The Meiser Elon is Drabanan even in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara said, in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara said, Arla! That's Daraisa. But Meiser, specifically Meiser Elon, that's Drabanan, even in Eretz Yisrael. That is true. Whenever, I'm sure you've, other Rebbeim in the past have pointed out to you in earlier years, that whenever the Gemara moves from a Havamina to Maskana, I would have thought X. That's why the Tana of Emara tell me, no. In fact, the din is Y. So whenever there was a Havamina,
Hava Amina X. I have some source that tells you Kamash Milan, actually why. You always have to wonder, well, what changed? What was wrong with X? So usually X is built on a couple of pillars. The Havmi is built on a couple of pillars. And one of those hanachas, one of those premises, is wrong. Kamash Milan, one of the hanachas that underpinned your Havamina was wrong, and that's where the whole thing collapses. You often have to ask yourself when there's a Kamash Milan. Not every, there may be truth left in the Havamina. One of the premises is wrong, but there may still be core nuggets. And this is one of the core nuggets that is assumed to be correct. The Gemara says, Meiser Ilan is Drabanan even in Eretz Yisrael, while Arla in Eretz Yisrael is Daraisa. So which of those two is not surprising? Right, Arla is Daraisa, that's a positive thing, which is so in Black and Kedosha. Right? Torah says, Kizavala, or to come to Eretz Yisrael, is a din of Arla. In Tatakala, it's Michael. You have a tree that produces edible parts. So the pre is Arla for 3 years. The pre of an eight. Again, we're now digging in deeper at what's a pre and what's an eight. So pre of an eight for the first 3 years is Arla. It's Daraisa. The Gemara said, but Meister Elon is Rabbanon in Eretz Yisrael. They say, 1 second. I just spent time, I'm sorry for the typo. It's in Re'e, it's Perik Yudalot, not Yutes. And you saw a Pasuk in Shoftim. And there are psukim elsewhere in Chumash. Chumash Ayikar and Chumash Bamidbar talk about Trumas and Maestras. I think Maestras comes up in Chumash even more frequently than Truma, but both are discussed in Chumash. If I'm a Jewish farmer in Eretz Yisrael, certainly, Jewish farmer in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm growing food on my farm, so the Torah says, you can't just eat it all, it's Tevel. First you have to take off the Truma that goes to the Kohen, they take off a tenth, Maestras Rishon that goes to the Levi, take off another tenth, of what remains, depending on the year, either it's Maaser Sheni, you get to eat it yourself, but only in Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha V'Tara, or it's a Maaser Ani year, and then it goes to the Ani. You know that in the Shemitah cycle of 7 years, Aleph Beis Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin. So Zayin is Shemitah. That's the Shemitah year. These first 2 years are Maaser Sheni. The second Maaser is called Maaser Sheni. So Maaser Sheni, second Maaser. Maaser Sheni, that you eat the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. The third year is Maaser Ani. Fourth and fifth years are again Maaser Sheni. And the sixth year is Maaser Ani. Seventh year Shemitah. And then you recite, go through the cycle again. So the Torah says you got to take off Trumas and Maaser. So come in the Chumash. You saw some of them in Rei and Shoftim and elsewhere earlier, Bahar. Chumash, in many places, it talks about Trumas and Maaser. So you look at this Gemara and say, I understand that Arla in Eretz Yisrael is Daraisa, and Arla in Chutz La'aretz, the Pasuk doesn't say anything about Arla in Chutz La'aretz, so that's why it opens the door to a discussion in Kiddushin Lamed Ches, whether Arla in Chutz La'aretz is Dirabanan or Halacha Moshe Misin. Our Gemara assumes Dirabanan. But what do you mean, our Gemara assumes that Arla in Chutz La'aretz is Dirabanan, but Arla in Eretz Yisrael is Daraisa, and Maaser? I mean, Maaser. Right. Rabbi Akiva said, when he was talking about the tzlaf, he was saying, well, that whole discussion about Maaser, that's Drabbanan. Take a look at Rashi. Gabi Maaser, Dar Rabbi Akiva, the Hadra Rabbi Akiva, Gabi Maaser Itmar. He was talking about Maaser. The Maaser, Peiros Ha'ilan, the Ba'aretz Gufa Drabbanan. The Maaser, even Eretz Yisrael is Drabbanan. Why is Maaser Drabbanan? I thought it's Psukim the Chumash. That makes it Daraisa. So what does Rashi explain? Why did the Gemara say that Maaser is Rabbanan in Eretz Yisrael? What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say, everybody say? Yeah?
Anything that's not of the thing
plus. Ah! Torah lo chiva la aser ela dagan tirashvi. It's you saw the psukim in Chumash Torah. The Torah says, you're taking Trumas and Maaser from dagan tirashvi, grain, wine, and oil. I think there's a Hamish brand of wine called Tirosh, because Tirosh is one of the biblical words for wine. Dagan, Tirosh, V'yitzer. Dagan, Tirosh, V'yitzerecha. Your grain, your wine, and your oil. So Rashi says, that's the only time that you have a din, din daraisa, trumas and maisers, is chameshas mini dagan, and grapes, and olives. V'zehu, yeah?
Isn't that weird to use that language, because you don't take maaser off the finished product, you take it off the Rambam.
Yeah, so that's an interesting point, which the Ramban, Ala Torah, makes that point. You saw the Ramban in Re'eh. He, at length, in Re'eh, Perek Yudalad, I apologize again for the typo, not Perek Yutes, Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Chavez. So Pasuk Chavez, Torah says, you have to take off Meister, and then he points out, Achar Hizkir and Pasuk Chav Gimel, Yudalad Chav Gimel, it says, Meister Digancha Tirosh V'Yitzah, the Meister of your Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzah. And then he points out, elsewhere also, earlier the Chumash said, Meister Digancha Tirosh V'Yitzarecha. And earlier in Parshas Korach, Kol Chelev Yitzah, Kol Chelev Tirosh V'Dagan, there's talk about Truma, taking the finest, the Chelev, not literally fat, but we don't mean fat, you're taking the finest of your Yitzah, your oil, Kol Chelev Tirosh V'Dagan, the finest of your wine and your grain, Reishi Sama Shidno Hashem, you give the Reishis, Truma Takadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on to point out more Psukim. And he says, he puts a Rashi in Chumash, also says this, as Rashi does here. You skip down a couple of lines, the fifth line at the end, Avla HaMitzvah V'Truma Samayi says Ramban, V'chol Makom Hein Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. That's the Din Daraisa. Is Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. U'Perish Dagan B'Lashon HaKodesh Chameshes Hamin Ma'yiduim B'Tvuah. The five known grains, which we usually translate as wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. Perish Tirosh is Hayayin HaChadosh, Asher Yashiku HaYikavim. The fresh wine, probably means he needs to include even grape juice. It's still in the fresh in the wine in the pit. It hasn't yet fermented. Yitzar is the oil. The Ein Min Acher B'chol Hazran B'chol Peiros Eilin Chayavim Min HaTorah Klal. Lo B'Trumos V'lo B'Masros. Rabban wants to be very clear. Din Daraisa Trumos Ma'asros is only these seven species. Wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt, grapes, and olives. He says there are brisos that seem to say otherwise. Those are asmachtos. And the Tosas says in a couple of places that they often have brises, it's sort of ironic, in the Torah's Kohanim, in the Sifrei, the Midrashah Halachim, by Yikrash, by Midbar, and Dvarim, they sometimes give asmachtos, the Din Jim Drabanan. Aval Hadavar Mizba'er, the Gemara, min HaTalmud HaBavli, the Pharish Gemara, in the Talmud Bavli. Where? They tell them their parentheses, helpfully. Where? Which of the 2,700 some odd blot in the Talmud Bavli tells us the Ramban Shita? Brachas Daf Lamed Vav. And it's Yerushalmi. And Pshul Shemikra Kachu. It's a simple in the Pasuk. And he goes on to say, Pshul Shemikra, excuse me, Kachu, Shafilo, and Avichai Yuri raises during the Seder. Pshul Shemikra, and that's, I think, Eli, what you were touching on. Afilo Zaysen Vanavin, Meister Shalom Enomen HaTorah Ache Yeyasu Tirosh V'Yitzar. Rabban says, I'm not sure that he's saying this lahalacha, but he's saying if you, the simple reading of the pasuk, it sounds like you only give truma some maizers until after the grapes are pressed into wine, or at least into grape juice, until the olives are pressed into oil. Yeah, so that's the simple reading of the Gemara. The tzlach here, I saw just today, the tzlach here points out, the Mishnah Melech on the bottom of the Ram points out, Rashi and Tosas say this in many places in Shas. The Tzlach sends you to another place that I think the Mishnah doesn't count, doesn't list, which is Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis. This is Shita Rashi and Tosas over Shas. That Meiser, Trumas HaMeiser Daraisa is only Min HaTorah on Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. Shita Rashi, Shita of Tosas, Shita Rashi both in Chumash and Gemara, and Shita of the Ramban that he expands upon in Parashas Ve'e. Yeah. The problem is not everyone agrees, as Rabban himself points out. Chvartobo Gedolei HaMechabrim, among the greatest of the composers. And if you look at Rambam, beginning of Perek Beis, of Hilchos Trumas, which you have in front of you. Kol Ochel, opening lines of the second chapter of Hilchos Trumas, in the Maimonidean code. Kol Ochel HaNishmar. Any Kol Ochel Adam HaNishmar Shegidul Min Aretz Chayev B'Truma. When does Truma apply? Three conditions. What are the three conditions?
Nishmar,
Ochel, and Gidulei Karka. It has to be edible. Let's start from the end. It has to be Gidulei Karka. So there's no Truma Samaisers unless it's plant material. You don't have to take off Truma Samaisers from... If you're milking cows or you're making cheese, you don't have to take off Truma Samaisers. Okay, we have something growing for the ground. There's something growing for the ground. Let's say I have a timber forest. I'm a logger. And I harvest mahogany. So if I cut that, I don't know if you can grow mahogany in Eretz Yisrael. Sycamore. Sycamore grows in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm harvesting sycamore. I have a sycamore farm. I'm harvesting sycamore to make furniture. So do I have to take off trumas and maestros from my sycamore? I mean, it's growing from the ground in Eretz Yisrael. No. It has to be ochel. Okay, it has to be an edible plant, and it has to be nishmar. It has to be privately owned and maintained, not hefker. Instead of there wildflowers growing along the side of the road, or wild trees, there's a hefker tree along the side of the road, there's a random carob tree, you're going on a tiul in a public park in Eretz Yisrael, shmurat ha-teva, maybe shmurat ha-teva, you shouldn't be picking the fruits, okay, but it's not shmurat ha-teva. In some public space, and there's a carob tree, you can just pick carob and eat it, no trumas and maestros. But if it's those three conditions, it's food growing from the soil of Eretz Yisrael, which is privately held, chayev v'truma, u'mitzvah zaseh la'afrish v'men ureishas l'kohen, mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah zaseh, to give the truma to the kohen. Reishas d'gancha tirosh v'yitzarecha. Wow, that's a familiar pasuk. What does Rama say? Ma dagan tirosh v'yitzar, maichalot demgiduv ben aretz, v'yesh lo bailim. Wheat, grapes, olives, that's edible, grows in the ground, and typically those are not things that usually grow wild. Those are things that usually are cultivated by some human being who's caring for it and owning and protecting it. Like the gancha, avkal keyotz ben chayv betruma vechein b'maisus. So Rama is pretty clear that the mice, trumas and maisus apply d'oraisa, not only to dag and tirosh v'yitzar, but even to other things. As a matter of fact, if you didn't find that clear enough, you look at Halacha Vav. Perek Beis Halacha Vav. Hayirakos. On the facing page, and that's my mistake. We'll get back to that in a second. Hayirakos. Adam vegetables, although they are edible and grow from the ground, so if you're growing lettuce in Eretz Yisrael, lettuce only has a din of Trumas HaMaisos Midrabanan. Why? Shepishenemar b'maiser tuas zarecha. Tavua v'chayot has to be tuas zarecha, means the grain, or at least something like grain. Avi yirakos ein b'chala tavua. V'chein yeror elishua din b'truma. Rama goes on to say, it seems to me, pasuk on Torah maiser, I think that trumas and maisers work the same way. Sharei nemar ba digancha tiroshi tarecha. Kol adoma le'elu. Avol trumas hayarek midivrehem kemaser. The Rambam says, so Rashi told his Rabban, say, Dagon Tirosh V'yitzar is Davka, only those. Rashi told his Rabban, say, Miser of apples and oranges and pomegranates, it's all Drabban, even in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says, no. All grains, all fruit trees, that's all daraisa. The only time meiser, trumas meiser is rabbanon, is yirakos, vegetables. Now, I had told you, Moshe pointed there in Seder, I told you to take a look at the Kesef Mishnah. I neglected to give you the Kesef Mishnah. And here's why. See, I was copying from this Rambam. So this is Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. And this whole other page is just Nos Tekelim. And then here's Perek Beis Halacha Beis. I wasn't paying attention, and I didn't copy this intervening page. But that's where, if you want to see the Radvaz in the Kesef of Mishnah, you need that intervening page. So a lucky few will get the 11 by 17. And the rest of you will have to take the smaller version. You can pass these around. There's our... Westchesterian here. County of Bronx. What county are you from? You guys are from too? Rockland County? Super cool, Queens? Okay. So here you see number one, the Radvaz. The first thing the Radvaz does is he points out. Now, The Razvaz is one of the late Rishonim. I believe he lived in Egypt, David ben Zimra. They have his Perush and Makoros on part of the Mishnah Torah. He says, oh, where did the Rambam get this from? It's actually a Mishnah. Reish Maseches Maisers. The opening lines of Mishnah's Maisers are where the Rambam, what the Rambam is quoting. Kalal Amru Mimasros. Kol Shu Ocha V'Nishmer V'Gdul Minaret Chayim V'Maisers.
Rambam, as Rambam tells us explicitly, again and again, the goal of the Mishnah Torah was not to give his own Torahs. The goal of the Mishnah Torah was to give the Maskanas of Chazal, to choose those lines of Mishnah and Tosefta and Bavli Yerushalmi and Midrash Halacha that are relevant to Halacha. So Perek Beis Halacha of the Rambam, he's quoting a Mishnah. So what does Rambam do? He just quoted the Mishnah. The Mishnah said anything that's edible and grows from the ground and is Nishmar is Chayv and Shumas and Isis. What was the Rambam's Chiddush? Everyone agrees that that's the din. The Rambam's Chiddush was that it is not just the din, but the din Doraisa. The Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban agree that the halacha l'maisa, you got to take Shumas and Isis on anything that's edible and grows from the ground. And so, of course, this says the Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban would say, yeah, that mission is true. It's telling you a din Rabbanan. The Rambam said, no, no. That opening Mishnah might tell you a din Doraisa. Oh, and then the Kesef Mishnah then begins to point out, Kesef Mishnah is also on this page, right over here, wraps around the bottom of the red vase. Mishnah Reish Maestros, yes, he also says, the Rambam is based in the Mishnah Maestros, but then he goes on to make explicit what we've been saying. Umashmal Rabbeinu Shechayavim in HaTorah. The Rambam read that Mishnah saying a din Doraisa. Afa Pisha Kasev Dagon Tirush V'Yitzar. I, the Pasuk says more than once, Dagon, Tirush and Yitzar, so there Rabbein do lav dafka. The Rambam understood that Pasuk isn't giving you an exhaustive list. Elohu didn't call the dummy Elohu. Those are examples of a category. Dagon, Tirush, Yitzar, or anything that is similar to them. And he says, where did he get it from? Well, it's a simple reading of the language of Yerushalmi, beginning of Maestros, and a Sifrei. And he goes on to quote some other Makoros, a Bavli here and there. But you'll see at the bottom, he says, Enkein Das Arayvet, the Arayvet disagrees. Beginning of Hilchos Maestros, the Arayvet disagrees. V'chein Das Rashi, once again, Reish Peis, it stands for Reish Perek, Ketzim Averchen. There you go. And look, Kesmisha ends with our Gemara. Lushin to Gemara Shamachiu, Meister Elam, the Eretz Gufa, the Drabana. It's our Gemara. So he says, the ultimate, the Kesemisha's ultimate kasha against the Rambam is the Feresh Gemara. The Gemara says, Brachas Lamavav, Amad Aleph, Meister Elam is Drabana. What do you mean, Meister Elam is Drabana? So according to Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban, I understand exactly what that means. We talk about Slav. Slough is a nice tree, but Maiser on trees other than grapes and olives is Rabbanan, because the Torah says, Maiser Digantra Tirosh Chav Yitzarecha. So for Rashi Tos Ramban, our Gemara of Brachas Lamavav is beautiful. But for this is a major machlokas, we showed him, whether Trumas and Maisers of most species is Doraisa or Rabbanan. And Kesef Mishnah points out, Maran, Bet Yosef, Maran Ar Yosef Karo, and his parish on the Rambam points out, the major attack on the Rambam is Brachas Daf Lamavav. This is not somewhere else. This is our sugya. As I said, this is part of a Gemara, this is part of a Havamina. The Gemara's explain, Rav had to say the din of Aron's Chutz in such a way because otherwise it would have misunderstood. But in the Gemara's explaining the Havamina, if Rav wouldn't have been clear, I would have thought he's talking about Maaser Chutzars. In saying that, the Gemara said a nugget, which is true, Lamaskana. Which is Meister Elon is Drabanan, even Eretz Yisrael. So the Kesemisha says, what does that mean? Meister Elon is Drabanan, Eretz Yisrael? Meister of Treats is Drabanan? Yeah, according to Rashi right here explains, as he does elsewhere, as Tosas does in many places, the Mishnah Lamelech, going back to the first page, Mishnah Lamelech on the bottom, he gives you a whole bunch of Rashis and Tosas in various Masechtas. And I mentioned he does not mention Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Beis, but the Tzlach mentions Rashon Daf Yud Beis. Rashon tells Bekam Makomos. Lines up very smoothly with our Gemara, Brachas Lamavav. Ramban, Re'eh, Brachas Lamavav. The Rambam, strange, puzzling. What's Pirush HaDvarim? The Rambam thinks this is all part of the Havamina that was rejected? Hard to know. But there was a Havamina that Ma'aseh Elon is Rabbanan,
But really, that's not true. That's the wrong way to read the pasuk. It's hard to say that. That's doesn't sound like the movement for Havati Maskana and the context of Brachas Lamavav is whether Dagen Tirish Vitzar is Davka Lav Davka. This sounds like this is a fact that's true, but other things are moving. This doesn't sound like the moving part. It does not sound like the Rama would read the motion in our Gemara is that Hava Amina to read the Pasuk Davka like Rashi told Ramban, Kamash Malan is Lav Davka like Rama. That's maybe. That could be one answer. Probably not the smoothest answer. Not by a long shot. Not by a long shot. You could also say another answer might be, and we've discussed this in the past, and this may be a little bit easier to swallow. How could we be Asher the Rambam? So again, one possibility is Hacha Havi Hava Mina Bilvad. Kamashmalan Meiser Elon is Dorais. Maybe, but it doesn't sound like that's what's going on in the Gemara. Another possibility, which would be consistent with the Rambam's approach, is maybe he thinks it's a Machlokes HaSugyos. Okay, the Bavli here is assuming that Meiser Elon is Rabbanan. Rambam said, I grant you. Okay, the Gemara, the Rashi, Tosfos, Rabban, they are adopting a Shita that is in Chazal. But as the Kesef Mishnah said, I have Yerushalmi, doesn't sound like that. I have a Midrash Halacha, don't sound like that. So the Ramban himself had addressed, oh, those Midrash Halacha, those are Asmachtos. The Rambam would say, no, they're not Asmachtos. It's a Machlokas, Tanam, and Amaran. Okay, so this is a Machlokas, and I'm a Boston. The Rambam could say, Machlokas, Tzugis, Velo Kaimalon. We don't pass like the Gemara Brachas. That's certainly a possibility. I might say, so my big machlokes, Bavli's Yerusham is all over the place. Okay, so I have to take a stand. I pass like the other shittas. There's also a third approach. And I was very excited today. I've been thinking about this approach for a little while. I was super excited today, super excited, during Seder and this Medrash. Here's a tool for you to know about. You've seen these Rambams in the past, the Frankel Rambams. And you've probably noticed that unlike older prints of the Rambam, they're much cleaner and neater. Everything reads very nicely. They did work on the Girsos also. And the Nosa Kama laid out nicely. They have Makoros on the side. A lot of wonderful advantages to this new print, the Frankel edition of the Rambam. Another advantage, a major, some for many people, the most famous advantage to the new print, the Frankel edition of the Rambam, is not on the page. But one of the things they add in the back is the Mafteach. This famous Mafteach of the Frankel Rambam, they take you through line by line to the Rambam. Here. Line by line. On each line, they'll point out different questions, different terutz, and different comments that later Achronim make on the Rambam, and they'll give you Marim Kamos. It's very nicely organized. Each bolded line is a piece of the language of the Rambam one and Kehum. Then below that, the non-bold have different Ha'aris, different make, different Akronim make, and they give you a list of where to look. Fantastic. So I was looking today, this morning during Seder, and I discovered that Baruch Shekivanu, that Tzlach says some of the following as well. But it starts like this. I don't know if anyone had a chance to see, how many had a chance to see the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Pei Gimel Beis, that's in the Maram Kamos. What's not in the Maram Kamos is also Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Yubeis, and Aleph. They both Rosh Hashanah, Yubeis, and Aleph, and Yuma, Pei Gimel Beis, the Gemara makes the following statement. Meiser, Yarek, how does that strike you? Maaser on Yerek, maaser vegetables only drabban. That's a fantastic as opposed to what? So Rashi told the Rabban and say, yeah,
Maaser Ilan is Rabbanon, Maaser Yarek is Rabbanon. That's what I mean. Anything that's not done to Tirush Yitzhar is Rabbanon. Here the Gemara says trees, because we're talking about slop. Over there we mention vegetables. Now, the truth is, if you look in Rosh Hashanah, it's actually rooted in the language of a Mishnah. Now this gets even more serious. The opening Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, the Beis Amal. You may, how many people you remember the, how many people you remember Rosh Hashanah? Remember Shai's Rosh Hashanah? Opening Mishnah is about the Dalet Rosh Hashanah, right? There are four different ways to think about the year for different halachos. First, the Mishnah is a whole slew of halachos where the year begins with Aleph Tishrei, what we call Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says the year in terms of determining the crop for Trumas and Maitris, because different years have different rules, starts with Rosh Hashanah. You have to figure out, did it hit a key point of growth, a key milestone before Aleph Tishrei, this last year's crop? Aleph Tishrei is this year's crop. And the Mishnah says, for your rakos and for maisros, both for vegetables and for maiser, Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei. So God says, what do you mean for vegetables? Maiser and vegetables. So no, we said maiser. Why do you have to have two different terms, two different items on the list? God says, because maisros means maiser deraisa. But maiser and yerek is rabbanon. Kamash v'lon, both for maiser deraisa, as well as for maiser rabbanon yerek. Right, the year begins, the fiscal year for Trumas and Maisers begins at Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei. So you guys says that's the context, Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis. Ah, Maiser Yerek is Rabbanon. So now this Yerek is not just a language of the Amoraim, it's actually a word in a Mishnah. Why do they say Yerek? Why do they say Ilanos? Because according to Rosh Hashanah and Rabbanon, it's only, Maiser Yerek is only, by the way, what did the Rambam do with that Gemara? We just saw a few minutes ago. The Rambam said in Perek Beis Lachavav, Maisar and Yerek is Rabbanan, as opposed to fruit trees, which are Daraisa. Right, so the Rambam saw that Gemara and said, yeah, Yerek is Rabbanan. And it's the language of the Mishnah, it's a word in a Mishnah. A word in a Mishnah, Hashanah Daf Beis, Yerek, Yerokos, that's Maisar Rabbanan. Different than our Gemara, which is Maiser Ilan, is Rabbanan. What would the Rambam do with our Gemara? What would the Rambam do with our Gemara? So that Gemara might be why, in the language of the Mishnah, might be what drove the Rambam to think it's specifically vegetables which are Rabbanan. But now I'm stuck with the Bavli. So it could be, again, he would say, Machlokes HaSugyos. Could be he would say it's a havmina, not so compelling. Could be say machlok zasukis, even machlok is in the Bavli. We have a Mishnah that sounds like it's dafgerik. Oh, or it could be even better. We'll pick up tomorrow for the Rambam and end of Perek Aleph, the very immediately previous Rambam, the last. We're going to move from the first halacha in Perek Beis, the last halacha in Perek Aleph, and we'll see another way of solving, understanding what's going on in our Gemara in the context of other mitzvot.